Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Speak to us today about cold and flu remedies to get you through the autumn. Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's sad news reaching us this morning. The death of Limerick actor and comedian John Kenny has been announced. John's family confirmed that he passed away in Galway Clinic yesterday evening. And that will be sad news to everyone, John. Very well loved and one of the good guys. Actress Mary McAvoy, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
John was so beloved, wasn't he? How are you feeling today?
Oh, I don't know where to put myself, do you know? We worked together for about 4 years together, four very intense years. And then we went our separate ways just cause of COVID and everything else. And but we would always be in touch. We loved Munster rugby, and we would always have the old chats about Munster rugby, and we'd have the sort of the odd phone call. And he was a huge part of my life and everybody's life. It was an enormously influential person, even though he kind of wasn't making headlines every day, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I gather you were starstruck the first time you met John.
Yeah. It was back in the 90s when the Dunbelievables were at their height and Glen Rowe was, you know, getting there. And just one day we ended up in the canteen in RTE and there were the Dunbelievables and they came and joined us. Yeah. I was so starstruck, I could hardly talk, like, you know. And one of them was wearing a lime green leather jacket. I don't know which of them it was, but anyway, it was, yeah, you know. And going to see Dunbelievables was just such a special thing. Like, they were so anarchic, you know.
Yeah,
crazy,
absolutely. It was a kind of an era in Ireland, wasn't it? Like, I mean, we look back on it now, they were a phenomenon. And like, he had an extraordinary career. So there's the Dunbelievables. I remember they'd put out those videos, like, and they'd be the best-selling video of the year. And
And still are. They're getting millions of hits on YouTube, but still are, you know. Yeah.
And then of course, he did movies, The Banshees of Inisherin. Yeah. He was in Angela's Ashes. He was even in Les Mis. He was in Father Ted twice, two different characters in that.
Yeah.
And then this great theatre actor as well. So you performed with him in The Matchmaker over that 4 years, and also the successful TD.
Yes.
What was it that was special about him?
Oh, God. You know, he was bonkers, pure bonkers, in the best possible way. He always had to create. He had to be creating. He couldn't let something lie. He was always working at something.
Yeah, yeah. And then for all that bonkers, then took the art of acting very seriously too, though.
Oh, extremely so. Like, he wasn't this hail fellow well met. You know, he was a consummate professional and took it nearly too seriously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but I used to do things like, I remember once we were down in Tuam in the town hall in Tuam, and our stage manager was just, Eva, she was very particular and very, you know, wanted us all standing ready to go and everything like that. So she was all sitting, and of course, I suppose rightly so when you were dealing with John. And he just got this notion that he'd decide to hide.
It's the simplest ones are the best, isn't it?
Yeah, and he just hated the poor woman was going round the place out in the street looking up and down the road, and he was hiding in the curtains. You know. And we used to have these great, when we go up the north, he'd always travel with me, you know, up to the Belfast or wherever we were going, you know. Well, I don't know how I didn't end up in the ditch laughing at the antics of him. He couldn't stop. He was just on all the time, but in a really good way. Not in a look at me way, in a way just almost innocent. He couldn't help it, you know. Just that's the way he was.
But listen, that serious side to him then, as you say, almost took the art too seriously. Like, he was this serious kind of an artist, writer, a poet as well. I'm just going to play a little clip here. I spoke to him in 2018, and I think this gives us the other side of John Kenny. This is the thoughtful John Kenny.
Yes.
How are you, Brendan, boy?
I wanted to talk a little bit about your own journey as well today and to go back a little bit. So your father wasn't around really after you were four. He died suddenly, didn't he, when you were four?
He did. Dad died. Yeah, he passed away. And Mum was left with, there's five of us in the family. And Dad was very young when he died. He was only 42. And, you know,
do you remember him at all?
I have one or two vivid memories of him. I was working on a project last year, and it was to do with something else. But when I started writing, because I hadn't been writing in a while, and it was like opening floodgates, and I started to write this song, but it was about the rest of the kids at home. We said the lads were older than me. I was the second youngest, and Anne and Joan and Tom, my brother, went away, and they left me in the yard. And they told me they were going to take me with them, and they didn't. And it's just that feeling of just being standing alone and left in the yard, you know?
Yeah.
And then he taking me in at the time because he had bought a pub, and we lived overhead the pub in the village hospital. And I remember he taking me in and giving me a glass of lemonade, you know? But it was that kind of, I suppose, that emotion of being left alone. And what came out in the song was that, like, what I was saying in the song was that, like, I'd been left alone, but from the person who kind of rescued me, he was going to leave me alone very shortly too, and I didn't even know that, you know?
That was the late, great John Kenny talking to us in 2018. Mary, how will he be remembered?
I think it's just a one-off. I don't think there was ever anybody like him. I don't think there's anyone coming after him. And just one other thing to say there when he's talking about a song, he had the most exquisite singing voice, absolutely exquisite. And, you know, he often burst into song again in the car just for the crack, like, and it was a pleasure to listen to him. He often stayed over here with myself and Garvin, and there was one night I got so tired, I left him singing to himself in the kitchen. I said, "I'm going to bed. You stay there singing if you want to." And you know, he was absolute. And I have a quote, if I may read it.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. I thought about it. I said, this is about John Kenny when I read it when he was alive. And now I think it's a very apt quote. If you don't mind, I'll read it.
If
it suits you. Okay. It's by Jack Kerouac. Just hang on a second.
Okay.
My phone has decided, this is typical John, my phone has decided it wants Face ID, but never mind. Here we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The only people for me are the mad ones. The ones who are mad to live, mad to talk. Sorry, mad to be saved.
Okay.
Desirous of everything at the same time. The ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn like a fabulous yellow Roman candle, exploding like spiders across the stars. That was John.
Okay, that's lovely. Okay, look, Mary, I know I appreciate you taking the call because I know this is a very sad morning for you and for everyone who knew John and for John's wife, Margie, his children and his wider family and friends today.
Yeah.
And I suppose that when you work with someone like that in a play, doing a play together every night, it's a very intimate thing. You become fast friends very quickly, do you?
You do. And, you know, I often said to John, I'd nearly prefer just to be friends with you than act with you, because the play nearly gets in the way of everything. Because we just had such crack together, you know. And like, you know, I was talking to Margie, who was his soulmate, and she just said, you know, the way he went, everybody was around him. He was terribly peaceful. He worked right up to the very last minute. I think it's only 2 weeks ago since he did his last show. And she said,
he did a comedy festival quite recently, did he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was always at something. Like, I mean, you know, he was always at something. He was writing poetry. He did shows of poetry in them. He did his music. He did his songs. You know, and as Margie said, it was the perfect way to go, but for us, way, way, way too soon. Like, 66 is no age, you know what I mean?
No.
It's no age.
And no, and Mary, the more we get on in life, the more we realise that 66 is so young
like John did say to me, one of the last conversations he had, he was basically saying, we're not going to hang around any longer, we're going to live our lives, you know, and that my heart goes out to Margie for that, because that was their plan, you know. And
and to be robbed of that chapter.
Yeah.
When did you last talk to him?
In the way he went. She'll have great comfort in the way he went. He was in France, Brendan. He was at a restaurant. I was texting him about a rugby Munster match. And, you know, we had a bit of a slag by text and all of that. And that was the last time I think I had any contact with him. It wasn't that long ago. And the time I spoke to him was just before that.
Okay.
And I remember when I go down to do the Today Show, there's an exit there for Mitchellstown. And I used to call him at that exit, you know, at the odd time that you'd actually get him, which wouldn't be easily enough. Because I always remember us, he had arranged for Margie to pick him up at this hotel, and we were in our matchmaker costumes, and he forgot. His matchmaker costume. And he went into the hotel to get a pint, and he was asked to leave. You know, okay. And there was nothing ever, you know, ordinary or, you know, boring about John ever. No, there was
one off, you're right. One off. Okay, listen, Mary McAvoy, thank you so much, and thank you for reading that beautiful quote. Was perfect.
Thank you, you started the grieving process, and that's good.
Okay. But you know what? I think he would have wanted us to leave people with a laugh. Now, there's people sending in various sketches and things they'd like to hear, but I think we'll go with the Dunbelievable's classic sweet shop sketch.
Oh, yes.
This on paper, like, this shouldn't even be funny, but this is the genius of John Kenny and the genius of Dunbelievables. Mary McAvoy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Hello, Mr. Larkin.
Well, what do you want? Come on, Jenny. Come on.
How much are they?
Which are they? These here?
Yeah.
There are three of them for a penny. Will I get you three of them?
No. How much are they?
Which are they now? These here?
Yeah.
They're a penny each.
And how much are they?
Which are they now? The pops?
No.
Are these here?
Yeah.
They're a penny each as well.
And how much are they?
The teeth?
Yeah.
You can get two teeth for a penny.
How much are two of them and two of them?
Two of these, is it?
No, two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Two of them, that's 10 pence for two of them, right?
Yeah.
And you can get two of them for a penny. So that's 11 pence for two of them and for two of them.
And how much are they behind?
They're a penny each behind. They're a penny, right?
Yeah.
They're a penny. Okay, look, they're a penny. They're three for a penny. They're a penny. They're two for a penny. And the pops are 5 pence. Them pops are 5 pence there. They're 5 pence.
Can I get two of them and two of them?
What, Tim? What, two of them now? Two of these or two of the pops?
No. One of them and two of them.
No, you can't get one of them and two of them. But you can get two of them and you can get one of them. And you can get three of them.
How much have I?
For fuck's sake, Johnny. Come on, what do you want?
Give me two of them.
Come on. Here,
I want one of them.
Come on, now. Look. There's two of them.
I want one of them.
What do you want? You get the three of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now. There you go. Now, there. Show me the money. Come on. Out. Come on, out.
Can I change one of them?
Get out. Come on. Out of it. Come on. For fuck's sake. Come on. Just tell me. A way in a hole is coming on. Not on my feet. My hat pick and broke.
That's the late, great John Kenny with the Unbelievables there. Like, who else could have made that as funny as that? But he got it. Like, that was it, wasn't it? He got what we were and we got what they were, because they got what we were and he got what, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so may he rest in peace. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.